Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
How did you get along in the Congress today?
Senator Russell didn't want to meet with us because he said you'd talk to him. Salton Stahl is concerned as to where we're going. He doesn't think the American people know why we're in Vietnam. He wasn't particularly concerned about the reconnaissance flights. Vinson and Ahrens, I reported to you.
What do you answer Salton Stahl? Why don't you tell him Dulles got us in there?
Well, Salton Stahl says he knows why we got in, and he's generally in favor of being there, but he doesn't think the people understand, and they ask him questions indicating that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying is we ought to tell the American people why we're there and explain to them why Southeast Asia is important to us, and many of his constituents think it is not. I think that he's right in the sense that we're going to have to do more work on making clear to the American people why this is important to us.
I do too.
No question in my mind about it. This is the kind of thing that Bob Manning has got to emphasize, and all of us have got to spend more time on. George Mahon is a little timid. He's just uncertain about the whole situation. He's not concerned about the reconnaissance flights per se. He's just worried about the situation in Southeast Asia and the criticism that he thinks is going to be directed to the government because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that respect he reflects a substantial body of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rather timid person anyhow, and he's simply reflecting the fears of many of his own constituents.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, sir, that's all.
I've been trying to evaluate this thing. We haven't taken any real serious losses, and we can't put our finger on anything that's really justifies this acceleration of an escalation of public sentiment that it's going to hell in a hack since you were out there in March. Is that the buildup of our critics largely? Have we fed that? Where does it come from we're losing? Is that the Lucas stories coming out of there?
I think it's the appraisal. If you went to the...
You take this country now, it's all concerned that we've lost Southeast Asia. We're in a hell of a shape. Now, where'd that come from?
All right, well, I think it came from two things. If you went to Sherman Kent and the estimators and CIA and said, how's the situation today in South Vietnam versus 3 months ago or 4 months ago? I think they'd say it's worse. And therefore...
Well, that's not what Lodge and Kahn think, is it? They think it's a little better, don't they?
Well, I don't think they really believe that, Mr. President. No, sir. I think that they both would indicate it's a very weak situation. I think they think it's better in the sense that it's better to have Kahn there than it was 4 or 5 months ago to have that committee running it. But I think Lodge is personally very much concerned about it. The very fact that he's constantly pushing for pressure on the North, military pressure on the North. And of course, that letter that he sent in today that we read at lunch was the primary purpose of that was to tell you that he thinks you ought to go ahead and apply military pressure on the North. What he was saying is don't be scared away from my plan to apply military pressure on the North by the thought of putting in 7 divisions. We should never think of putting in 7 divisions. It isn't necessary. You ought to apply military pressure anyhow. And this is Lodge's way of saying that things are in pretty bad shape. Now, my point is that the CIA estimators, Lodge, many of the rest of us in private would say that things are not good. They've gotten worse. And you see it in the desertion rate, you see it in the morale, you see it in the difficulty to recruit people, you see it in the gradual loss of population control. Now, while we say this in private and not public, there are facts available in the public domain over there that find their way in the press. And I think this is one way that our people get this feeling of fact, we're not moving ahead. The second way is the clear case of Laos, where the path at Laos just advanced on the ground and within the last 3 weeks. And have kept their gains. And I think it's these two events that lead the people to feel a sense of pessimism about Southeast Asia.
Got while I was talking to you, a note from Mansfield, which is interesting. What follows is the context of my full support. What follows is in the context of my full support for whatever decisions you may have to take on the awesome responsibilities of your office. You alone have all the facts and considerations. You alone make the decisions. The Senate, we can only give you in the last analysis our trust, our support, such independent thoughts as may occur to us from time to time in the hope that they may be constructive. You know far better than I how delicate a maneuver was first the reconnaissance flights, second the bombing of anti-aircraft sites in Laos. These two steps have opened up the immediate possibility of far more direct U.S. military involvement in Laos than we now have in Vietnam. I presume the three reconnaissance flights were designed primarily as a show of U.S. determination, as an aid of some sort for the government of Laos. Nevertheless, they did lead to the shooting down of the U.S. planes and then the U.S. bombing of anti-aircraft sites. Clearly, this process of action and reaction can continue and grow deeper. It may be that circumstances require that the process continue and deepen. Only you're in a position to make that determination in light of the whole of the interests of the nation. But I gather from our conversation that deepening the involvement is not what you believe desirable or necessary in terms of the nation's interest. You indicated to me that the bombing sites was not to be repeated, but you cannot count on the absence of the need for repetitions of bombing so long as reconnaissance flights continue over Laos. What happens if other U.S. reconnaissance planes are shot down? Having once taken out anti-aircraft sites by bombing, are we not to repeat the operation? And if we cannot stop the attrition by air, must we not do it by land force or suffer the consequences? I think it's most dangerous to assume that if reconnaissance flights continue, additional planes will not be shot at. And if they fly low enough, some will not be brought down. The basic reality remains. If it's not in the national interest to become deeply involved in a military sense on the Laotian front, we will avoid those actions which compel us, even against our inclination or expectation, to become more deeply involved. We'll avoid further unilateral commitments and actions and take every possible initiative to bring about a peaceful settlement. But if our interests justify and the last analysis become fully involved in Southeast Asia mainland, then there is no issue. What must be done will be done. My own views are well known. On the basis of my limited knowledge, I do not conclude that our national interests are served by deep military involvement in Southeast Asia. But in this situation, what I or any other senator may conclude is secondary. The responsibility rests with you, and we can only give you our support, whatever decisions you make. If the decision must be for continuance of the course which is leading to deeper involvement, however, I would most respectfully suggest the basis of these decisions must be made much clearer and more persuasive to the people of the nation than has heretofore been the case. My judgment, public attitudes are far from understanding, much less accepting, even the limited degree of our present involvement in Southeast Asia. So what he comes out and says that he thinks we ought to get out of there, which we can't and not going to. And if we don't, then we got to educate the people as to why we're in there.
That's right. Well, I think he's absolutely right. If we're going to stay in there, if we're going to go particularly up the escalating chain, we're going to have to educate the people, Mr. President. We haven't done so yet. I'm not sure now is exactly the right time.
No, and I think if you start doing it, they're going to be hollering you a war monger.
That's right. I completely agree with you. So this is the major
I think that
reason.
The horns Republicans would like to get us on. Now,
right.
If we could do something in the way of social work, in the way of our hospitals, in the way of our province program, and in the way of our fertilizer, in the way of remaking that area out there and giving them some hope and something to fight for, and put some of our own people into their units and do a little better job of fighting without material escalation for the next few months. That's what we ought to do.
Mr. President, this is what I call my critical province program, and that's what we laid out. We finally sent it out to Lodge by cable 3 nights ago, Friday, I guess it was, and it was that to which he replied this morning, and it's step H and I on there that involves the use of 580 additional U.S. personnel in these critical provinces, and it was that step that he objected to, or at least he said he wanted to make it perfectly clear he hadn't agreed to it. He's going to comment further in later cables, so we've just got to push like hell on this.
Well, I wonder why we don't come right back to a cable to him. Why don't you draft one, send it over to state from state to him or from me to him, saying that we have felt since 61 that one of the great problems there was giving those people something to fight for, and we recommended that to Jim in 61 when I was out there and got his agreement that he would do more of it, and he didn't do enough of it and soon enough, and that's one of the big problems we have, and we deeply believe in it and feel it's got to be done, and urge him to carry out what we want done.
He said in this cable he'd respond more fully when he'd gone over the detailed plan. I think it might be wise, in view of or relations with him to give him a day or so to do that.
Well, it may be. I've got a report. I don't know what it says, but I know it goes into that. A good deal that's made in 61, and I could hang it on that and just say I personally recommended this in 61, and I want to reiterate what I'd like to see done, and I hope I can have your cooperation in doing it.
Well, it gets you on the line, though, putting more Americans in Vietnam, and this is one of the issues he could charge against you or the administration. We've got too many Americans there trying to run the country, take over, and causing resentment among the Vietnamese. He's already had a kickback from Khan and Deputy Prime Minister Wan on the four men he put in the government. And I'm sure this is in his mind here on this 500. I think it'd be better if you kept out of it and let us handle it with him. And I'll make a note of my pad 2 days from now if we don't get a favorable reply to go back to him on this.
Okay. All right. Bye. Thank you.